still milk the hogs and calves. When I a lot of times would wean these calves and feed them the skim milk.
Oh.
And then when I didn't, I'd feed it to hogs. I raised hogs just the same as I did cattle.
Mm-hmm.
I'd ship hogs by the big truckload to Springfield.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep hogs?
Well, I had them on a pasture.
Oh, you did? Oh. You didn't have to have them in the enclosed then?
I would let them run out on a pasture.
That was before they had the stock.
That was after they had the stock.
After the stock loss.
Before, I just have range hogs.
Oh, I see.
Let them run on the outside. It's all the way around me nearly was free range. And I'd go and hunt them up and feed them a little corn to keep them gentle.
Oh, I see.
And I'd have to mark them, you know, so each fellow could tell his hog.
Oh, I see.
Year mark them.
Uh-huh. That's what you do. That's how you can tell them apart?
Yeah, my mark is a crop off of the left ear and then split it.
Oh, really?
Crop and split in the left ear.
Oh.
And they'd have all kinds of marks.
So they'd have to devise all these different marks
for each
man would.
Every man had to have it. He had to. He couldn't tell his heart.
Yeah, wouldn't they just be all out?
All in together, you see.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's the way they do it.
Yeah.
I raised hogs a long time there before they had a stock.
Before they even had a stock line.
And I made a lot of money raising hogs. They eat these acorns, you know. These trees raise these acorns, and they just fatten them like corn.
Uh-huh.
And they'd get just as fat as you'd
feed
them. Feeding them corn. They don't bring as much on the market when you go to sell them.
Yeah.
But they'll give you a pretty good price for them.
Well, now.
And a lot of people eat them.
Oh.
Oh, the acorn fed corn, I mean hogs.
Yeah.
They're not so good, all right, but I always got mine up and fed them about a month of corn.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were going to feed them on the corn, would you have to pin them up or anything?
Yeah, put them in a close pan.
Oh, you would?
Mm-hmm.
Did you call that a
hog pen?
Hog pen.
I fattened 25 or 30 head. I think it's 30 head I fattened several different times. I had a lot, and it had a spring in it.
Oh.
And I had a feeder in there, a hog feeder. I'd fill that feeder about once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I fattened a bunch of hogs that way. Mm-hmm. Fattened several bunches that way.
Out a lot. Did you feed the cows out a lot too?
I never did feed out no cattle. I always sold them as grass cattle.
Oh, I see.
I never did feed out nothing on them, my milk cows. I'd feed them and what I'd winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd feed them. I'd have I'd feed most of the cottonseed meal and I'd have troughs to feed them in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you would? You'd have?
I'd feed them meal one day and cotton and hay the next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I got to winter them.
Now, would the trough be in the barn or?
No, it'd be on the outside.
And the lot?
I generally have a shed out there.
Oh, you'd have a shed?
Have it under the shed.
Oh.
And some would be out in the open. Some of them would be out in the open.
Oh, you'd have like one trough?
Sometimes if it was I had them in different ways, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And, but they was under the shed. Well, I could feed them if it was a raining or.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could the others too, but they'd soon lap it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had some shedded and I had some that wasn't shedded.
Mm-hmm.
But if you train cattle, then when you turn them into a lot, a whole bunch, and every one knows where to go.
Oh, they do.
Whenever you train them.
Oh. Well,
they know where they belong.
Yeah.
Sometimes one would want to switch over to see if the other didn't get a little something better.
They would.
So I'd get after her pitchfork and soon put her back. They'll soon learn it.
They would. So then each one's supposed to know which.